And it is time for the Morning Munch. And giving us the Morning Munch is our very own Pastor Tommy Briggs.
So we're going to do a Christmas theme today. And I'm going to look at Luke. Obviously, Luke is the most extensive account of the birth of Christ. But we're going back pre-Jesus because there's an event that happened to prepare us for Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, we're told the story of the announcement of the coming of John the Baptist. And Zechariah was a priest in the temple, and he was serving before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time came for the burning of incense, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. And this is verse 11, by the way, here in Luke. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So Zechariah and Elizabeth, an older, well past childbearing age, had given up hope of having a child. And then one day Zechariah appearing in the serving in the temple, and this wonderful vision comes. And the announcement of John the Baptist, the one who was to come to prepare the way for the Lord, to prepare the hearts of the people so that we would be a people prepared. And it's interesting the contrast you get here between just in the story of Mary and Joseph, of course, a young couple just engaged but not yet married. Zechariah and Elizabeth, an older couple, past childbearing age, been married a long time, dealt with all the grief of infertility and struggles to have a child or unable to do so. Really kind of people at very different points in their life. But God coming and really joining together these two narratives, the story of God bringing a child to the childless, as we see that repeated throughout Scripture. Of course, Abraham and Sarah are the most prominent example of that. And bringing forth his child, John the Baptist. And you look at the message of John the Baptist and the message of Jesus, and in many ways, they too can seem to be a contrasting message. John the Baptist was kind of a hellfire and brimstone kind of guy. If you look at his message, it was a strong message of repentance. But there was a reason for that. And it's not that Jesus never talked about repentance or sin. Of course, obviously he did. But John's message was very much focused on people realizing the depth of their sinfulness. He was preparing the way for the Lord. As it says here, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Jesus was coming to offer salvation. And John, Jesus says, "I have not come to condemn the world, but to save the world." Because the world stands condemned already. Jesus was coming with a message of salvation to say that you are lost in your sins, but I am here to rescue you from them. But that's a message that only makes sense to a people who realize their sinfulness. The message of Jesus is lost upon those who don't believe they have anything wrong between them and God. It's lost upon those who don't recognize the depth of their sinfulness. For his message to work, for his message to make sense, first there had to be that announcement that we are not okay, that things are not good, that we have a real problem and a real issue, that sin has taken hold of us and separated us from God. And because of that, we're facing his eternal judgment. And when we come to that point, and hopefully are led to that point where we cry out, "Well, what must we do to be saved?" Then Jesus comes as the answer. "This is what you must do. Follow me." Think of Peter preaching at Pentecost. You know, he challenges the people. He said, "You are the one, this Christ whom you crucified is the Savior." And the people were cut to the heart. They're convicted of their sin and they cry out, "What must we do to be saved?" And then they're ready for the message of Christ. The message of Christmas, it is a joyful message. It is a message of good news, of great joy. The good news is that we can be saved from our sins, that God has made a way for us, that we can be redeemed, that there is grace and mercy. We can be restored to God and restored to relationship with him and enjoy him forever. That's the good news. But to get to the good news, we first need to recognize the bad news, that he came into a very broken and sinful world in desperate need of salvation. And John comes to prepare the way. You know, it's never as popular a message to convict people of sin as it is to tell them that God wants to forgive you of it. But it's a necessary message. He was preparing the way. So as we head into this Christmas season, we do want to embrace the joy of it. It's a joyful time. We should celebrate and rejoice because Jesus' coming is good news of great joy. But it's good news because there was bad news. And we need to recognize this as well, that we are sinful and in need of forgiveness. But the good news is that Christ comes to offer us to that. But let's not jump over that first part to get to the second part. Sometimes we need to sit and remember and what God has saved us from and what he has saved us to. When we do so, I think it fills our hearts with even more gratitude and more joy this season. And that's our word for this morning.
All right. Thanks. All right. First off, can you pray for us, Tom?
Absolutely. Lord, we do thank you for your good news of great joy. But Lord, we also know it is news that is necessary. Lord, it's good news because there was bad news, that we were sinful. We had rejected. We had turned away from you. We had rebelled against you. We were lost and on our way to condemnation. But Lord, you entered into this world to save us. You gave yourself as a sacrifice for our sins. And for this, Lord, we thank you that you came this in Christmas to come to be a sacrifice, Lord, to come to offer yourself up for us. And Lord, we recognize the great price you paid for our salvation. So Lord, we pray that we would not live in it cheaply, humbly, and in awe in your grace, rejoicing and praising you, but also, Lord, recognizing what it truly took for you to accomplish this work and the great sacrifice you made on our behalf. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, Lord, because you are worth it. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Tommy Briggs, co-host on the Wake Up Call Morning Show at Yes FM and pastor of Gateway Baptist Church.
That's right, Gateway Baptist. We meet at 6047 Door Street. We meet 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our services. We have small groups meeting throughout the week. Second and fourth Sunday of every month, we do a food distribution, partner with Feed Greater Toledo to accomplish that. And you can find more information about our church, about our small groups, about all the other ministries that we have going by going to our website, gatewaytoledo.com.
Thank you, Tommy.